The U.S. Ag Department has asked the University of Wisconsin to look at how to get more healthy food into urban communities. Roger Beachy directs the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Beachy says other studies have shown that many low-income neighborhoods in Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, and other big cities are food deserts.
A food desert might have a fast food restaurant in it, or might have a corner store that would have limited goods, soda pop, and perhaps some apples and oranges, but not much more choice. There would not be a grocery store that would have a full service, that would have all the vegetables you'd want, fresh meat, and good canned goods.
Beachy says President Obama wants actions taken to boost the food security of these communities. But Beachy says the new study will help pinpoint the problems and the right steps to take.
Is it simply because a large food store chain doesn't want to invest in an area that is underserved, is relatively low economic status? Or is it because it would make more sense to have a small local store that's supplied by local producers? What's the best way to treat that situation?
Beachy will talk more about the study during a visit to Madison today. University researchers doing the study will partner with about a dozen organizations, including the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute in East Troy and Growing Power in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.